The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you so very much for joining me this afternoon. And it's good to be back in our studios here in Columbus after being in prison for a day. If you were listening yesterday, we were broadcasting live from the Reformatory, the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio, historic, famous, in some ways infamous, and we were there for the Ridge Project Gala, their big banquet last night. And I want to say thank you to the staff here at WRFD for making things just so seamless. Jeff, the engineer, Alan Rogers, our production director, traveled with me. Took all of the equipment. Normally when I do a remote, I take all the equipment myself and set it up and all that. Alan took care of all of that for me. By the time I got there, he had everything all set up, just perfectly arranged. And I want to thank the folks here at WRFD for making it so convenient and easy for me to do the broadcast. If you were listening yesterday, I hope you were encouraged, challenged, and possibly convicted by the folks that I had the privilege of interviewing. Just life-changing, transformational, miraculous stories of God's grace and transformation. And then I just have to say this. The minute I was off the air, we go off the air at 6 o'clock, actually 5:58 and 20 seconds. To be technical, the banquet started at 6, so I had a minute and a half after we signed off to head upstairs to the banquet. It's the former visiting area of the reformatory, and went up there and had the privilege of emceeing the banquet. And folks, I MC a lot of banquets. Not sure why, and I'm serious. I have no idea, but I am asked all the time. I MC a lot of banquets. I've done dozens, maybe hundreds through the years. I don't know that I have ever been a part of an evening as powerful as last evening. If you were listening yesterday, I interviewed just briefly the keynote speaker. His name is Ron Archer. To be honest, I'd never heard of him. Considering his resume, where he has been, who he knows, his accomplishments. I am shocked that I was not familiar with this man. He has been a counselor to several U.S. presidents. He has been an advisor to the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon. He has been in an advisory role to several presidents and premiers of countries around the world. He reaches over 1 million people every year through his television broadcasts. He's a best-selling author, incredibly successful businessman. In addition to that, he has planted, I believe, 15 different local churches, not just in the United States, but around the world. But his testimony, if you were listening yesterday, we got just a tiny little taste. And at the banquet last night, he shared his full testimony. And I was blown away. By his presentation, he is an incredibly accomplished speaker, in spite of the fact that he was born prematurely with severe learning disabilities and a debilitating stutter. He could hardly speak until he was past 10 years old. Born to a prostitute, 16 years old, up in Cleveland, horribly abused sexually, emotionally, physically, just horribly, repeatedly abused. I mean, this young man, you talk about a recipe for disaster and possibly even suicide, which he seriously thought about when he was 10 years old. And yet, God used one teacher. Now, Ron is a black man. God used a white teacher from Mississippi in Cleveland to change his life, to tell him that God loved him and that God don't make no junk. And what a transformation. He talks about going from the outhouse to the White House. He has been at the White House many times. So I was just so blown away by his message last night. He is an entrepreneur. He is a pastor. He is an unbelievable preacher. And if you ever, ever, ever have the opportunity to hear Dr. Ron Archer, if you got to drive 1,000 miles, go hear him speak. And by the way, many of his talks, speeches, sermons are on the internet. Just look up Dr. Ron Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R, and look it up and be blessed and be challenged. God is using this man in a powerful, powerful way. And the banquet had several testimonies from convicts who found Christ in prison and are now serving God and living overcoming victorious lives and ministering to other people who have been through what they're going through in prisons, outside of prisons. And I must say, if you're not familiar with the Ridge Project, the Ridge, R-I-D-G-E, the Ridge Project, check out theridgeproject.com. They are doing a phenomenal job of ministering to people in prison and out of prison. They're becoming a nationwide ministry with the potential of becoming an international ministry. God is just blessing them in incredible, incredible ways. So that's where I was last night. It was a powerful, powerful, powerful evening. And I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I've done a lot of remote broadcasts. I don't know that I've ever enjoyed one more than the program yesterday. The guests that I had the privilege of interviewing were just phenomenal. So I hope you were listening. I hope you were blessed. I hope you were challenged. But it is great to be back in the studio here in Columbus today. We need to take a break. When we come back, I am so disappointed in the Columbus City Council. And I don't live in Columbus, but I work in Columbus. And I don't know that I have ever been more disappointed in the people that the city of Columbus have elected to represent them. I'll tell you why when we return.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You know, I kid often about being from California and hating Columbus winters and Ohio winters, but I love the state of Ohio. This has been my home for 43 years. I've been here in Ohio much longer than I was in California or anywhere else that Joy and I have lived. We love the Columbus area. We live in Westerville, but we love the Columbus area. We really do. We enjoy being here. And, of course, all of Columbus is rejoicing over the Blue Jackets sweeping the Tampa Bay Lightning, the number one team in the NHL. I mean, you know, these are exciting days in Columbus. And, yeah, we're Buckeye fans and all that, but I am ashamed of our city leadership, and to be honest, it's not the first time I have been ashamed of the leadership of our city. The leadership of our city is far left and has been for many years. Now, I remember well the years that the Columbus city government was under conservative leadership. Some of the glory days, the heydays of Columbus. I remember the Republican mayors that served the city well. And things have shifted way to the left. And if you ever wanted an example of that, to my knowledge, Columbus, Ohio has become the first, possibly the only one, although others may follow suit. But Columbus, Ohio has become the first city in the state of Ohio to pass a resolution condemning legislation that will save lives. Now, I want this to sink in. This is not politics. This is not, you know, this is not Republican, Democrat. This is life and death, right and wrong, good and evil. The Columbus City Council unanimously passed a resolution condemning the heartbeat bill. Now, the heartbeat bill will harm no one, and it will save thousands of lives of innocent unborn babies. Well, what about mothers that, oh, don't give me that. You know, hey, listen, if you look at the statistics, all right, I don't need to convince you folks because you know the truth. The heartbeat bill will save lives. It says every life is precious. When the heart begins to beat, you can't take that life. Now, the liberal left constantly talks about the least of these. You know, they have about five verses of scripture. And I've mentioned this before, and most of you know this. The liberal left knows about five verses of scripture. Out of multiplied thousands and thousands of verses of scripture, they know about five, maybe six. That's all they know. And they quote them. And one of them is caring for the least of these. Who does that describe more than an innocent, unborn human being with a beating heart, with unique DNA? Here's the story. Members of Columbus City Council passed a ceremonial resolution on Monday condemning a state bill banning abortions. The bill bans abortions after a detectable heartbeat and does not have any exceptions for victims of rape or incest. And why should it? The baby's not responsible for how that child was conceived. The baby's not responsible. Okay, it's bad enough that Columbus City Council condemned a life-saving piece of legislation, voting rather for death, voting rather to support killing unborn babies. That's bad enough. But what's even worse? The reason. Money. Dollars. Listen to this. In a statement, City Council said the resolution details how the bill will, you ready, negatively impact the City of Columbus's ability to attract quality or qualified medical professionals and businesses to the city. What? The heartbeat bill is going to negatively impact the City of Columbus's ability to attract qualified medical professionals? Are you serious? Who in their right mind would believe that reasoning, number one? And then businesses. Negatively impact the City of Columbus's ability to attract businesses. So it's not about babies, it's not about life, it's about money. Can you think of a single business that would not locate to Columbus, Ohio, because of a state law that prohibits abortion of a beating heart? I would love for City Council to name me one business or one medical professional that, if the opportunity was here financially, would refuse to come to Columbus, Ohio because of the heartbeat bill. So it's not about life. It's not about mothers. It's about the bottom line. It's about dollars. That, my friends, if you live in Columbus, that is the City Council that you have elected. Well, I would imagine most of you did not vote for these folks, but these are the people that the people of Columbus elected. It's a disgrace. It is worse than a disgrace. That's the City of Columbus, first city in the state of Ohio, and possibly the only one. And by the way, it has no teeth. It has no power. They can't enforce it. It's pure ceremonial. It's beating on their chest to brag to the world that they care more about dollars than babies. That is the City Council of Columbus, Ohio, and every one of them should be ashamed of themselves.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.